this production of English, it feels like, if I'm reading your director's note correctly, it feels like this play was written for you. It's such a perfect match of director and material, and then the cast that you assembled is spectacular. And so I'm wondering, what pact did you sign with the devil to make this happen in such a perfect way?
Oh my God. Yeah, I was so fortunate. I didn't know one day someone would write a play about the most important factor in my life in the last 10 years that has changed everything.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. I'm Austin Titchener, co-artistic director of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, now in its 18th year, number 913, Hamid Deghani's English. Sanaa Tusi's play English won the 2023 Pulitzer Prize and the Obie Award for Best New American Play. English is a powerful, warm-hearted, and surprisingly funny play about four adult students in Iran studying for the test of English as a foreign language, known as TOEFL, which is the same test director, actor, and playwright Hamid Deghani had to take before he could emigrate to America to get his MFA in directing from Northwestern. Hamid's impeccable production plays at the Goodman Theater until June 16th, and then it moves up to Minneapolis, where it plays at the Guthrie Theater in July and August of 2024. So I was thrilled to talk to Hamid about just how personal English is.
It took me 3 years to learn English and prepare for that English exam, the same English exam. And during that 3 years, I was so alone. I was so isolated. Day by day, I would become more and more isolated. I didn't want to see people. I just wanted to just study English, English, English.
And you were doing this back there?
Yeah, in Iran. Yeah. I came here in 2018 for doing a master's degree at Northwestern. Mm-hmm. And before that, in order to apply for universities, I had to take this exam, you know?
Right.
And my whole life depended on it, you know, like Elham in the play, like all of these characters, yeah. You know? Because immigration is a life-changing decision, you know? You decide purposefully to lose many things in order to gain new things, you know? And the key for achieving that for me, for us, my wife and I, was passing that TOEFL exam, English exam. And I didn't know how to speak English at all. So I started learning language, and I was doing theater in Iran. I was a playwright, actor, director, kind of successful career in Iran, but life is not just theater, as you know. So it's
I wish.
Yeah, exactly. For us, we don't know why we choose this career. Anyway, when I read the play, I said, this is about all that time, all that those struggles, all those loneliness, all those internal conflicts that felt even after coming here for 2 years. I remember in one of our classes, we were grad students, three of us with my classmate, but it was a class with some undergrads, you know, dramaturgy class.
Yeah.
And undergrads at Northwestern, they are so smart, so educated, they are so good in talking, you know, and I was the quietest in the class, you know. I was a grad student, you know, they expected a lot more than me from me. And it was a time that it was my second semester quarter at Northwestern. I don't know, it was because of a question or something. It was one example of it destroyed me, you know, struggling with English. I felt so embarrassed, so ashamed of myself. Anyway, when I read the play, I said, I have to do this. Yeah. And finally did it.
The play is so profound in so many fundamental ways about this question of identity and how language is wrapped up in it. And it feels like, I mean, even to a native English speaker, and like me, I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area and went to grad school on the other side of the world, I thought, in Boston.
Yeah.
And there were tears on the day I left. I thought I'd never see my family again. It's nowhere close to the experience of immigrating from one country to another. But I mean, I think if you have any empathy at all, this is a play that's very specific and yet incredibly universal.
Yeah, it's the same path, the same thing, you know, exactly as you said. You feel yourself, you feel home, you feel your own identity when you're at origin in terms of language. You know, you feel real, real yourself when you're in your family, in your home, with your parents, siblings, aunts, uncles, talking the same vocabulary.
Yeah.
In Persian language, I've noticed that even different families have different vocabularies, different dialects within themselves. So when I talk Persian with my friends here, I use the most neutral accent, the most central accent that people speak, like New York accent, not the New York accent, like Washington accent, you know, in Persian.
Yeah.
But I am from south of Iran, you know, the same, that we have a specific Persian accent, you know.
Do you say y'all in south Iran?
Probably the same thing in Persian. Yeah, exactly. I feel home. I feel really, really myself in Persian when I speak with my family, you know. So it's the same thing, but in the experience, what immigrants experience that is the most advanced or, you know, at end of that spectrum, you know.
Well, and you had me laughing even before the play started in your director's note where you say something like, trust me, I'm really funny in Persian.
Yeah, exactly.
You're funny in English too, I will say.
I mean, these days I might be a bit more funnier in English because I remember, again, first year of school at Northwestern, it was like a director circle with Jessica Tibbers and some guests. Yes, she's so lovely. And some other students. I was always quiet. You know, I was always quiet. I was struggling, listening, understanding people, and also expressing my thoughts. I don't know what was the reason, but I had to tell them.
Hmm.
And I very seriously, in a very serious tone, I said, excuse me, I want to say something. And everyone became quiet and said, what? What's that? I said, I am very funny in Persian. I cannot be funny in English. And everyone's like, okay. In a very serious tone, you know, I had to say it, you know, before even being able to make a joke or make them laugh, you know?
Yeah.
So, you definitely feel a different character or different identity in a new language, yeah.
Hi, this is Octavio Solis, longtime Bay Area playwright, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? This fall of 2024, we'll be performing the special election edition of The Complete History of America Abridged in Illinois, Maryland, Virginia, Kentucky, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Colorado. Check out the touring page at our website, ReducedShakespeare.com, or our social media pages for venue and ticket information. And now back to my conversation with Hamid Degani, talking about the brilliant theatrical conceit at the heart of Sanaz Tusi's play English, wherein the characters speak accented English when they're speaking English in their class, and unaccented English when they're speaking Persian. Hamid was talking about the importance of getting those accents and dialects right in performance.
The pace of the show, all the humor, all the, you know, drama, all the conflicts, everything dependent on that shifts between accented English and non-accented English. And right. I worked so hard on this, but at the end of the day, when I found dialect coach Wana Asadurian, she's a brilliant, brilliant actor and collaborator. I was so lucky. She's an actor. She moved to Chicago just a month before we signed a contract with her. Uh-huh. And because she's Iranian. She was born in Iran, lived in Iran for 15 years, and then came here. She has lived here for 15 years. So she knows exactly the differences between two accents. Because even Persian accent in English could be slippery and not right, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you exaggerate an accent to make jokes, you know. We sure. didn't want to make that, you know. Sure. Even we make fun of each other, of our Persian accent, when we want to, you know, in a group, friends. But that's not the right accent that we wanted, you know.
Yeah.
And the nuances, you know, each character has different degree of accent, you know, and the progress of accent and the relationship to accent.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've told her and we have worked a lot, and we couldn't do it without her. We couldn't do it without this specificity about accent. Mm-hmm. Specificity about accent. So we spend a lot of time, sometimes a whole day of rehearsal, just working on accent. Every day, 2 hours, just accents, accent notes. You know, after my notes, there was always accent notes.
And you're talking about Persian accents as well as American accents, yeah?
Both of them,
both,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because people who have seen the play, they know that. But people who haven't... The characters switch constantly between unaccented English and accented English with Persian accent.
It's a delicate dance, a verbal dance, but your actors do it so well. And the actor playing, I think it's Gali.
Yes.
She's the first one who does this, where she's speaking in accented English to represent the fact that she's struggling with learning English. And then she slips into completely perfect, unaccented English. And you realize, oh my God, now she's really speaking Persian and thinking Persian. And for the audience, at least for me, we all leaned forward. We went, wait, what's going on now?
Yeah.
This is amazing. And she was the first actor to just grab us and pull us into this idea, but all the actors were so wonderful. It's got to be thrilling for them, I imagine, to be able to do this every night.
Yes, it's just, I was so lucky that Goodman has supported us so we can do this show with all Iranian casts. So all of these actors, they're all Iranians, come from different parts of the country. Shadi is from Chicago. She's local. She's wonderful. She's been in my previous show too, and but the rest are coming from New York or LA, and they are also this piece is so important and personal to them too, because they sure. have lived that experience, that they have their own experience of with language and identity, you know, in their stories, you know. But all of them speak Persian too, English and Persian. Our rehearsal was just so much fun for me specifically, because after 7-8 years, I could give notes in my to my actors in Persian, you know, and most of those notes wouldn't make sense in English. So I was just beyond myself. I was just so happy. I could feel my true self in that rehearsal room because of being able to speak with my actors in Farsi, in Persian.
This play, English, is a great example of the truism that it's not jokes that are the problem. It's sometimes the people telling the jokes is the problem. Because you get so many classic laughs about mispronunciations and misappropriated words that, if told or acted by white people, would be horrible. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. because they are told and embodied by the actors who are making self-deprecating fun, mm-hmm. you get the laughs and you get so much more meaning to it. It's lovely.
Yeah, that's another brilliant thing about this play, that we start with that, you know, mm-hmm. we start from the surface, you know, yeah. something that these laughs, these jokes make sense to everyone, to us, you know, that who have this accent, but also everyone else. But then you go to the backstory of these characters, to the depth, as you said, to the, you know, what's inside, what is beneath all of those. And not in a way to say you shouldn't laugh, you know, in a way that you understand deeply. You know, at the end of the play, Elham talks about that. She used to say, I hate this language, you know, but this is me.
Yeah.
This is me with my accent, you know. I'm this, I could be funny, I could, you know, this is a new me. And so, again, as you said, we start from surfers and then we go down, down, deep, deep. And we at the end of the play, we see inside those characters, inside immigrants, in backstory of all the immigrants. And even for me, it was a clarifying piece, you know?
Mm.
It helped me to understand where I'm standing, you know, how should I deal with this struggle of accent or not being able to express myself fully. It's a beautiful play, yeah.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, except for one more thing, which I'll share with you in about 60 seconds, so stick around. Hamid Degani's production of Sanaz Tusi's Pulitzer Prize-winning play, English, runs at the Goodman Theater in Chicago until June 16, 2024, then runs at the Guthrie Theater in Minneapolis from July 13th to August 18th, 2024. Go to goodmantheater.org and guthrietheater.org for more information. Then send us your dueling languages via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com or throw a comment to us over on the socials or on our own actual website, reducedshakespeare.com, or visit my website, theshakespeareans.com. Thanks as always to English-ish speaker Matthew Croak, web services by Ginger Power Limited, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Juliana Silva. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Octavio Solis, whose new play, Mother Road, inspired by John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath, runs at Berklee Repertory Theater from June 14th to July 21st, 2024. Go to berkleerep.org for more information. And as always, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 913 2739ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Well, this has been so much fun talking shop with you and getting to dive deeper into this production, because it was so spectacular, and I know it's been extended, and I'm so grateful to have seen it, and can send congratulations and wishing you all the best.
I'm so glad that Chicago has loved this play. We have been sold out almost for the next week. All of these runs are sold out. And I was just fortunate, lucky to have these collaborators, to work with good men. Everything was like a real dream. I know that all the theater people, you know, are exaggerated about these processes, but for me, I don't know when would be the next time that I have an Iranian play with full Iranian cast, with you know, about something so personal to me. A story is so personal to me. So I just value that these times and moments. Yeah.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.